Ukraine confirmed it carried out a New Year's Day strike in the occupied region of Donetsk, which it says killed as many as 400 Russian troops and injured some 300 more. Moscow denied those figures and said nearly 90 Russian servicemen were killed in the Ukrainian attack on a college for conscripts in the city of Makivka. Russia's defense ministry blamed the attack Wednesday on the unauthorized use of mobile phones by troops. Its Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Savryukov tells reporters that the commission is still investigating the incident, but he says it is obvious that the main reason the attack could happen was the switching on and massive use of mobile phones by Russian forces despite a ban. He adds that this factor allowed the enemy to locate and determine the coordinates of the location of military personnel. Savryukov said that of the 6 missiles fired by Ukrainian armed forces shortly after midnight on New Year's Day, only 2 were intercepted. He recalled that the ceiling of the building collapsed and that many Russian troops died. The Lieutenant General explains that immediately after the tragedy, different military personnel united in caring for victims. Savryukov says that first aid was provided and the wounded were evacuated to medical facilities, but he admits that beneath the rubble, in his words, the number of our comrades who died increased to 89. Among the dead is the deputy commander of the regiment, Lieutenant Colonel Bachurin. It is unusual for Moscow to confirm any battlefield casualties, and the losses were due to increased pressure on President Vladimir Putin, who ordered the Russian invasion of Ukraine last February. Military sources said the deaths resulted from storing ammunition in the same building as a barracks, despite commanders knowing it was within range of a Ukrainian military backed by munitions from Western nations. With losses mounting, a patriotic group urged President Putin to mobilize millions of men and to close the borders to ensure victory in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Moscow is planning a full-scale mobilization, a step Russia says is not currently being considered. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.